Blog Talk Good evening,
Radio. Good evening, folks. Welcome to Friday night on Dry Bones Connection. This is Antoinette. And tonight...
I should just go ahead and take my shoes off, huh? Take my shirt off.
We have a special guest with me. I'm sorry, I jumped the gun. I'm so excited for y'all to see him, my special guest, and his famous song, Stand By Me. And tonight we welcome Spider Turner. And
well, hello.
Hello, Mr. Spider. How are you this evening?
I am great and trying my best to get greater.
All right, well, you're doing that. You're definitely doing that.
Working on it.
I'm so honored. I love your laugh. I just love your laugh. It's just a breakthrough. I tell you, it's contagious. Your laugh
don't make
just
me
makes
blush
you
in
happy, even if you don't want it. No, it makes you happy, even if you don't want to be. You know, it's like, okay, I have to feel good.
Okay.
See, that is so good. I tell you, now, what do you do to make you feel good? You know, what inspires you to laugh?
Almost everything.
Well, that's good.
Just life in general, just life period, you know, like getting old. It ain't no fun, but it's funny.
No, it's not.
It's funny as it can be. I got in the shower, got all soaked up. I got down to my feet and found out I still had my socks on.
Okay, see, I do that sometimes with my glasses. I go the you know, like, where is it? Or my keys or something, and, you know, and I'm like, where is it? Where is it? And then I'm like, oh, shoot, it's in my hand.
Right,
or, you know,
right.
My glasses is on my head, and I'm like, oh, shoot.
Yeah, I was talking with a friend on the phone. I told him, he asked me for a number. I said, oh, man, it's in my phone. I got to go down to the car to get my phone. My phone is in the car. He said, what are you talking on?
I never thought getting old was going to be like this.
Okay. Yeah, it ain't no fun, but it's funny.
Yeah, you got that right. Because it's definitely not fun at all. The only thing I'm like, okay, I'm thankful that I'm still here. You know, when I was young, you know, look, I never even contemplated, didn't even think about this age.
Okay.
This age just never crossed my mind. It's just, you know, that was my parents. It wasn't me.
Right, okay.
Yeah, when,
okay.
You know, it's like now it's like, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
This is me.
Okay. Well, it takes a minute to find out who we are.
And yes, it does. Boy.
Yeah.
And then you have the young folks that will remind you of who you are.
Yeah, okay. Yes, they will.
Yep.
Yes, they will.
Earlier
real
we were
quick.
Talking about grandchildren and things, and, you know, when they go to jumping on you and thinking that you're their toy, they remind you. That's their reminder. Look. See?
Okay.
You're old. Now, you get down here and you try doing all of this.
Okay. I don't call them grandchildren. I call them our children because I'm only going to keep them an hour.
Oh, okay. See, grandfathers, they can do that. Kind of hard for the grandmothers.
Okay. All I can say is, poor baby.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Because mine just don't know that. Lord, I tell you, they get away with a whole lot more stuff with me than they did children did. Because my children didn't get away with nothing.
Okay.
But these grandbabies, I'm like, I fussed with their parents for even trying to discipline them. Don't you dare.
Okay.
You better not. You know, I know they're probably glad when they go home and like, Lord, let me get away from this woman because she done lost her mind.
Yeah, like you sit on the chair and say peace and quiet and laugh.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
It's always a pleasure when they're gone. It's great to see them.
Yeah.
But it's also great to see them leave, too.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, you got to start off of, you got discovered from being in the Apollo Theater, winning that contest. Did you think that this is where
yeah,
you would
that was the first
today?
One. That, say it again.
I said, did you think that your career would lead you to where you are today?
No, I was looking for it to go a little further. I knew this was predestined before it happened.
Yeah, well,
I saw
I can believe that.
I saw it. Yeah, I saw it in dreams. I felt it. Where I first got really discovered was at the 20 grand in Detroit. And that's how Stand By Me came about. I was doing Stand By Me one night with the my band. My band was the Fabulous Counts. They had out a couple of records, Jan Jan and Why Not Try All Over Again, a couple of those records. And we were doing Stand By Me. And after we did it and we got the standing ovation, Clay McMurray walked over, who's the guy that's responsible for Gladys Knight's If I Was Your Woman. And he talked to me for a minute, and he said, you need to record that. And so the next thing I know, I'm back down at the 20 grand a couple of weeks later, and he walks into the 20 grand with these two white guys, and one was from MGM Records, and one was from, he had a TV show up in Lansing called Swing Lively. And they saw the Stand By Me thing and thought that that it would be a hit. So next thing I know, we were in the studio doing it, recording it.
See, and it's still great. My daughter, who is 29, and I asked her, have you heard me? She's like, yeah, Mom, I know that song. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay.
I was surprised.
Yeah.
But so see, it's still reaching the young folks.
Yeah.
Because I know I love it.
Yeah, it was actually my copying Chuck Jackson.
Oh, okay.
That's where it was born. I had an album because Chuck Jackson was my idol. Everything I did, I thought I was Chuck Jackson. I used to do all his songs at 20 grand with the Counts and. I Don't Want to Cry. That's the song I won with the Apollo with. Was I Don't Want to Cry by Chuck Jackson. He had an album out, Chuck Jackson. It was either Chuck Jackson on Tour or Chuck Jackson Live at the Apollo. And he did Stand By Me. But he also did Please, Please, Please. And then Please, 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 he impersonated Jackie Wilson and James Brown.
Yeah.
So I took the impersonations out of Please, Please, Please. And put them in Stand By Me, and hey, here I am.
Yeah, well, I love you. I love Stand By Me. I thought that was all you, that you did it all. I never heard about the other man.
Oh,
so you made
Benny King did it first. Yeah, Benny King did it first. I think that was 1961 or 62.
Mm-hmm.
Stand By Me. And then I did it, and in between, Cassius Clay did it, a few other people, but I came along in 66, and it became a hit in 67. And then Benny King put it out again in the movie Stand By Me, and it became a hit all over again. I wish I had written that song. He was the writer on that.
It's a great song, and you truly did it great. And the version that I have on it that I'm going to play is you were singing it, but you were also doing Smokey Robinson's voice and Al Green's and Dinah Ross.
Okay.
Yes,
you must
you're
have
multi-talented.
The live version.
Yes, it was live. And you are definitely multi-talented.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Now, we appreciate you, just what you do. I mean, wow. You are a great entertainer.
Thank you.
You have a great
Thank
voice.
You. I just getting paid to have fun.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
It's party time.
Well, you definitely
Showtime
know how
is
to
party
part.
Time to me. Yeah.
Well, you definitely know how to do it. And you seem like you really enjoy what you do.
Yeah, I do. I wouldn't want to do anything else.
Well, that's good.
This
now, what
it.
Would you tell young folks that are trying to get to where you are?
I would say keep going till they see a positive sign. Because let's face it, all of us don't have it. Some of us do. Some of us do and still won't break through. But if you got faith in yourself, you got faith in your craft, keep at it. Keep at it. Because he who good things come to he who waiteth, as long as he who waiteth worketh like helleth while he waiteth.
Yeah.
So, just so stay at your craft. And you got to eat, so, you know, but keep your craft going. You can't leave that behind.
Yeah, I can imagine it wasn't always easy.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a road. I've been working on one hit record from 55 years ago. I'm still working on the same record. So.
But it's working.
But, yeah. And
it's
I hang with what
working.
I do because I love
it's
what
still,
I do.
It still sounds good. It still sounds so
yeah.
good.
And I got new music out. I got new music on Spotify and Amazon and all those places. A song called Rocket to the Moon by Spider Turner.
Okay.
If you go
to
Django.com, there's about 5 or 6 of my songs on there. I'm also the guy that sung the theme song for the movie The Last Dragon, Barry Gordy's Last Dragon.
Yeah.
I'm the first voice you hear when the movie starts.
Dan, that's great. That is great.
Not many people
so that's
know that
probably
because
where a lot
the...
of young folks know you. Pardon me?
Yeah. Yeah, they credit me with Dwight David was my name on that. My real name is Dwight David Turner, and Whitfield, the producer, told me I couldn't be Spider Turner because I was too old, so I had to change my name.
You couldn't be Spider.
So, otherwise, I couldn't do the theme song. So I changed my name to Dwight David for that project.
Well, I don't blame you. Now, Spider's not your given name, is it?
No,
not,
Dwight
all right,
is my given name.
Given name, you, okay. I was going to say,
Dwight
I was just
Turner.
Gave it to yourself.
No,
okay.
a friend of mine gave me that name. We were in, like, the 4th, 5th grade, and the
mm-hmm.
teacher was taking us to the auditorium to see a movie about insects, so we could learn about insects. So when we got to the auditorium, the bad kids had to sit in the back. It was 3 of us, me, Abbas Bay, and Virginia Ezell. We sit in the back. So when the lights go off and the movie comes on, I get down on the floor and I start crawling under the auditorium seats towards the front. And my friend Abbas would say, "The spider crawls." And every time he did that, I would reach my hand up between the seat and feel some girl on her behind. She would scream. The teacher would cut the light on. This went on about 4 or 5 times before I finally got caught and kicked out. But I've been Spider ever since.
Okay, so that was a childhood name that just stuck with you.
Yeah. Yep.
And I'm
yep.
sure you're not climbing under them seats now.
Okay. No, I might not be able to get up.
I was just getting ready to say that. You get down and you can't get back up.
Okay.
Because I heard you sing that on that song, and you can't, wasn't getting down now.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
And that's what you blame on the grandchildren. You tell them that was their fault.
Okay.
You bring that on them later. You know, like, you know what? The reason why I can't get down anymore is because y'all done beat me down.
Okay.
So this body doesn't work the way I used to.
Oh, no, they challenged me one time, and I jumped down and did the splits and wound up in the hospital and tore a hamstring.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, so you were doing splits and everything.
Yeah. Back in the day, I used to do the splits, all of that stuff.
Yeah, oh my, you're good. You're good.
I came up watching groups like the Flamingos. They used to do all that flips and splits and what was the other group? Another group out in New York, the Vibrations. And I love performances. I love a good performer, so I had to be one. Besides, coming up in Detroit, you know, you got people like Smokey and the Temptations, the Tops, and Marvelous, and, you know, so in order to get any kind of work, you better be competitive. You better be good.
Okay, so that's the reason why you're an entertainer. You're a full entertainer.
Yeah.
Because you're giving some of everything when you... When they come to see you, we get the comedy, you're singing, you're acting, and we get the full show.
Okay, that's because I'm having a good time up there.
Man, that's good. I mean, it's good when you really enjoy what you do.
Yeah.
But now, is it any panics? Are you nervous before you go to perform?
I've been nervous twice. Once at the Black Athlete Hall of Fame Awards, Bill Cosby was bringing me on. And usually, you know, when I'm coming from behind the curtain, I'm full steam ahead. But when you're doing a TV show, you got to stand on a certain spot. And I looked out, and at the front table was James Brown, Natalie Cole. The Jacksons were at a table next to them, had Milton Berle, Alan King, all those people, Muhammad Ali, the Commodores, they were all on the show, Al Green. And so my knees were knocking.
Oh, wow.
I was like, I hope nobody can see this because my knees are truly knocking. And the other time was at the Apollo for the amateur show when we won the amateur show. Yeah, that was my first time, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my. So that had to be exciting to win.
Yeah, it was.
Truly had to be exciting. But you knew that was coming.
Especially after seeing like two or three people in front of me get yanked off. They get booed off the stage. Like, oh.
That had to make you really nervous to get see other people get booted. Like, man, the police don't let it be me.
True story.
But you knew you sounded good. You knew you sounded good.
Thank you. Yeah, I did my best.
That is what's really great. Yes, now, you did some acting. Tell us what you were in.
I was in a movie called Street Wars. That was a Jamal Fanaka film. He's the guy that did those prison movies. I forgot the name of them. But anyway, I did that. I was in... Tommy Chong's Far Out Man, and I was in a movie with Billy Dee Williams called Secret Agent 00 Soul.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So do you like
small,
acting better?
Small part,
opposed...
but you know, I was in there.
Well, that's how it looks. A small part is better than no part.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah.
But you prefer singing over acting.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Yeah, that singing is bad enough, but acting is like hurry up and wait.
So you get instant gratification when you're singing.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, instead of having to wait for it.
I can feel that energy coming back at me.
Yeah.
And then I feed off that energy. Yeah.
Well, I can understand that. I can truly understand that. Now,
okay.
I'm going to play Stand By Me.
Okay.
Because I just love it. Yeah, I truly love it. So I'm going to play this for us right now. If it lets me. There we go.
I should just go ahead and take my shoes off, huh? Take my shirt off. Take my pants off. Just get all the way cool, okay? This next song. Well, let me just start it out. I know y'all, some of y'all. Yeah, some of y'all in here are as old as I am, okay? So I know you're going to remember this.
1, 2, 3.
This song was a big hit for me back in 1967. It went something like this.
Man, Mr. Jerry Butler, he likes to come around.
Them during their voice?
Yeah. Smokey, James Brown, who else? Joe Pep, when
Al
I
Green.
Used to do the Undisputed Truth. Al Green, mm-hmm. No, I haven't done it in front of him yet.
Okay.
Let's see. Some of them, let's see, who else did I do? That's about it. Yeah. James walked into a club when I was playing in Augusta one night. And Smokey saw me do it a long time ago before it was even a record. I think I had to be about 16 or 17 years old.
Oh, okay. But you made it. But you made it when you were in your 20s, early 20s.
Yeah, it Stand By Me became a hit. I was 19 years old.
Okay.
I was just a young tender.
Yes, you were.
Yeah, Junior Flip.
Yes, but that's all right. You look, you're still doing it. So you look, you made it.
Yeah.
that's like your signature. That's your signature song, even though it someone else did it first, it became your signature.
Right. Yep,
we all know you as being the one who did it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know you for that song.
Yeah,
so that's
okay.
In my book, that's your signature song.
Thank you. Mine too.
Yeah.
That's
yes,
the one that started it all.
Yeah, so that has to really be special to you.
Okay, yep.
I know it's
story.
Special to me. It's special
yeah.
to me. And
yeah,
then to hear you rapping
you.
At the end of it.
Thought I'd throw something a little different in there. Throw a curb.
And you definitely did. That was something that was unexpected.
Okay. Yeah.
Look,
well,
if I say any of the young people, if I say any of the young people's wordings or anything, my daughter who will get real, real proper on me then, like mother,
yeah.
Please don't ever do that again.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Then I'm not mom. You know, she gets real proper. That's really proper.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, excuse me.
Okay.
But she does
you.
The okays and all of that kind of stuff. And, you know, like, Kyle, I did not teach you to talk like that. So, but then when I do it, she's like, oh, no. And my sons
yeah.
just look at me like I'm crazy.
Okay. Yeah, my mom used to talk about me if she heard too many uhs on the radio.
Yeah, look, I didn't go for that either.
So
I understand how your mother felt.
Yeah, I was a young fella. I was just learning. I was just learning. I was a young fella.
Yeah. Okay, you want to run with that, huh?
Okay.
My story,
I'm sticking to it.
Okay. Now you also did some writing and things for and sang some things with Rose Royce.
Yeah, I wrote the first hit off this second album. Rose Royce In Full Bloom. I wrote Do You Dance with Norman Whitfield. It was the first single off the album.
Yeah.
Do you dance?
Now, okay, I'm sorry. Rose Royce is a person. I thought that was just the name of the group.
That was the name of the group, Rose Royce.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the girl's name was Gwen Dickey.
And she's over in England now? Is she
I
still
think
in
so.
England?
The last I heard, that's where she was.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I was told to. She was in England, and hopefully she's
yeah.
doing better now.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yes, I truly hope so. He has a beautiful voice. I'm not going to say has.
Oh, yeah.
Keep it at the, a beautiful voice.
Oh, yeah. My best friend wrote Love Don't Live Anymore.
Yeah, I love that song. Yes, it is. Truly love that song.
Okay.
Yes. Look, it works well.
Okay.
Okay. Look, she was telling a true story with that. Yes.
Oh boy.
I'm sure that's a great song for a lot of women.
Okay.
And a lot of men calling yours would stand by me. I think I've heard my dad say that to my mother a couple of times.
Okay. Yeah, I hear you. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's something how music can just, you can find one for every part that your life is in. You can find a song for it.
Yeah. There you go. Yep.
Yeah.
True story. There's a story for every song.
Yes. Yes, now just recently you were with the Northern Souls in Detroit for the Go-Go.
Yeah. Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, about 200 and something people came over from England. They rented out the whole hotel, and they threw like a four-night party. Every night there was a different acts on the show, four or five acts on the show every night. Acts from Detroit from back in the 60s and 50s, and they have like a four-day party, and they switch records, they buy records, anything that's rare, old and rare from Detroit from back in the day, they love it.
Okay, and that's good. That is good. It's good that they still honor, you know, they still honor y'all. That's really good.
Yeah. True story.
Yes.
That's a true story.
Yes,
and most of the people that
they
hire weren't with Motown. A couple were, and some of us were, and some weren't. Yeah.
Yes, and you got to perform and show the man that you are.
Okay.
And still have fun.
Okay. Yeah, thank
but
you.
No splits.
No splits. None of that. We'll have none of that.
We thought maybe you were pretend, you know.
No,
you
I don't
were
even
still
want
in your 20s and go out there.
Yeah. The hamstring thing is a powerful thing.
It would have been nice to see you, you know, going out there and doing a split and a flip and everything, you know. We could have got you ready for the Olympics. We could have got you ready for the Olympics.
They should have caught me years ago.
Now, we'll send you out for the Senior Olympics. How about that, the Senior Olympics?
Still the same.
Yeah, well, you know what? Maybe one day they'll have one for the singers.
Okay.
So see how long y'all can sing.
Okay.
Yeah, how long can you sing? Who's going to break the record?
Well, that'll leave me out.
I'll
be one of the first to go.
No, I'm sure you wouldn't be. No. No, look, you bring so much to the table, so how could anybody?
I just have to make it stronger instead of longer. That's all.
No.
Yeah.
No. What did you sing? What did you sing at the for the Northern Souls? What did you sing for them?
I'm Alive with the Love and Feeling from the Stand By Me album. I Can't Make It Anymore from the Stand By Me album. And Stand By Me, that was it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was good back then. They got a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's their biggest songs over there. Especially I'm Alive with the Love and Feeling and I Can't Make It Anymore.
Ah. And for me, it's Stand By Me.
Okay.
For me personally, it's Stand By Me.
Stand By Me. Okay. Gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha.
But I also like another one that you did. Huh. Yeah, I'm a player for you. I'm a player for you. I want to see. Well, I hope you remember it.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah.
We need that song to go out for the young people today that are out in the streets fighting and killing each other.
Yeah, yeah, that was a live concert for Don Was, Concert of Colors. He puts that on every year, and he have they might that year the tribute was to what's his name, Bob Seger. So
okay.
I did his song. No, that song was what's his name, White and the White Lightning, White Stripes, Jack White and White Stripes. The year before that, it was Bob Seger, and we did a tribute to Bob Seger. So I did a song called I've Been Working.
Oh. Well, we need that for the young folks today.
Okay.
They won't fight and just go on home. You know, just go home.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know, go home and just sleep it off. You know, just whatever you're upset about that you need to draw the gun, just, you know, sleep it off.
Okay.
Just go take a nap. Take a nap. Go take a nap.
Time out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't it the same that we can't do that? You know, okay, you just go lay down. Go lay down and rest. You'll feel better when you wake up.
Okay.
And you won't be faced with jail time.
Right. Okay.
Yes. And you won't have a mother crying.
Right. Okay.
And then there'll be two mothers, because when you get caught and you're sent to jail, there's a mother crying too. No,
true
so
story.
It's two mothers. Yep, two
true
mothers
story.
That's going to be affected.
True story.
Yep, because nobody wants to see their sons or their daughters in the grave, and you know, and nor do you want to see them in jail.
True story.
Yeah.
True story. Okay. All righty then.
Yeah, so what are you working on now? All right, now you told me you have an album coming out. It's already out.
Well,
you can get it
on
Amazon.
Right now I'm working on a new single, a thing called Papa D. And it's going to surprise everybody. I wrote it over 25 years ago. I started it 25 years ago. And people like it now, but instead of rapping it, I'm going to sing it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're not giving us any more rap? No more hip-hop?
That's what this is going to be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it's going to be sung instead of rap. It's like a sing rap.
Okay. Well, I look forward to hearing that.
Yeah, something a little different. Something a little different.
Yeah.
They won't expect it coming out of me anyway.
No. So when are you going to give us what we're used to hearing, what we like hearing? When do we get that? When do we get
what
we like? When do we get another Stand By Me?
I don't know. I don't know.
We're still standing. Do we get a thank you
come
for
along
standing
once
by
in a lifetime.
You?
Matter of fact, that's one of the biggest songs in rock and roll history. Me and Norman used to argue about that because he wrote "I Heard It Through the Grapevine" and he thought that was the biggest one. And I was like, no, "Stand By Me" was bigger than "Grapevine."
Yeah.
And it was.
Yes, it was.
Yeah,
it was number three on the chart.
Yep. True story.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, it is.
And number 12 on the pop chart.
Yes. So, see, we like Stand By Me.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I could come up with another one of them. I know what to do.
Oh, you
can.
I know it's in you. I know it's in you.
Okay, well, thank you for the confidence.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, after, 50, 60 years, we still standing. We still standing by you.
Okay. True story. True story.
Yes. So, see?
True story.
We still standing. Yes.
Okay.
So there's your next song. You're still standing by me.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
We're still standing by.
All righty.
We haven't
let go. All
righty then.
Yeah.
Even though you want to do a split for us. We still
no, that
standing.
Ain't going to happen.
We won't do them splits anymore, but we still going to stand by you.
Okay.
We're gonna have
okay.
we're gonna have the bank again and everything just in case you decide to.
I might stand by you, but I ain't doing no flips by you. Yeah, that's out.
I'm sure somebody I encourage you to.
Okay.
You know how you do things and you don't want to do it and like, why did I do that? And you're aching the next day, but why did I do that?
Okay. I bet I learned the first time.
There'd be somebody who'll get you out there.
Okay. It only take one.
Somebody will get you out there.
Okay.
Somebody will.
Yeah.
They will.
Yeah, find out it. Okay.
Yes, but you've had a great career. I mean, and it's still going on. So you had a great career.
Yeah.
And you're still
bringing
us so much to the table. Yes, you're bringing us so much. You just keep continuously feeding us.
Can't stop. Got to keep it going.
Well,
so it makes
I'm grateful
happy.
For that. I'm grateful for that. Truly is. And I'm looking forward to picking up your new ones.
Okay.
That's on Amazon.
Okay.
By Spider Turner. Not going to forget
True
that.
True story. Right.
Yes.
To spell spider with a Y instead of an I.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, thank
you
very much.
And you still got that laughter that I just love. I love to hear you laugh.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
All
yes.
right. Okay.
Now, is there anything that you would like to tell the young people or anybody that wants to follow you? What? How do people stay in touch?
Check me out. I'm on
Facebook. Know where you're doing.
I'm on Facebook. Pages on Facebook. I got four pages on Facebook. One of them is over 5,000 followers, so they won't let me add anymore. But you can always join Spider Turner Worldwide on Facebook. That's my club. It's like an open club, but you can always join, and I will always accept. I'm on YouTube. You can find me on YouTube. You can find me on Spotify, Amazon, CD Baby, Number One Music. You can go on and on YouTube. You can go on and on. Just spell Spider with a Y instead of an I. Spider Turner.
Okay, well, that is great. Now, I know you had to do more with Norman Whitfield. What else did you do with him besides do the dance?
Well, we did the last album with all original four tops on it. We wrote and produced it. It's in the can. And it's never been released. So I have a song on there called Just Another Day, I Think of You. But I'm afraid it will not be released unless I go back and re-record it myself, which is a high probability.
I was going to ask, are you going to do that? That sounds like that would be a great song.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, it is. But I don't want it to go to waste, though.
No.
But these things take a little money, a little time, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it would be nice if all of those great songs would be released that have been, you know, held in the vault, I guess you would say. Needs to be released.
Right.
You know, so
right.
that we can hear those original tunes and, you know, and have the music go back to the way how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, okay.
Not the way how they have it now. Yes.
Yeah, well, yep. Youth must be served.
Yes. Because the stuff that they're listening to now is just out of order, so we need some in order. We need some things to balance it out to make it right.
Yeah.
See, that's the reason why we need entertainers such as yourself.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All righty then.
Yeah, so now where is the next place you're going to be performing at?
Let's see. I think that's going to be in Baltimore. I'm not booked and I'm off until Baltimore if something comes up. Yeah, that's for the WMEL Radio Honors. I'm being honored in Baltimore on WMEL.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay, so you'll be close to me then.
Yeah, I'll be in the area.
Yes. Well, I'll have to try to stop by and come and hear you.
Okay.
And see you.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
The advertisement's on my Facebook page on Spider Turner Worldwide.
Okay, well that should be great. That now do you know when is that gonna be?
It March the I have to turn the computer on. I know it's March. I can't remember exact date. But I'll let you know.
But we can find it on your YouTube. We find it on your Facebook.
Yeah, you can
page.
Find it on my Facebook page. Yeah.
Okay. Now you said you have four Facebook pages. You've been in Facebook.
Yep, I got
a
Spider Turner. There's two Spider Turners. There's one Dwight Turner, with Spider Turner in parentheses, and then there's Spider Turner Worldwide.
So we know where to catch you at.
Dwight Turner, I use for almost anything. Spider Turner Worldwide, I do that strictly for music. Matter of fact, the motto is, if it ain't about music, we don't want to hear it.
All right. Well, that's a good one.
So I put up posts of other entertainers and so forth. Huh?
Yeah. Do you do comedy at all other than when you're performing? But have you ever done stand-up or anything like that?
No, not really. Only when, like, I'm emceeing a show. Like, I used to host the, me and Mary Wilson used to co-host the Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Oh.
And I do comedy then. My first comedy job was, they called me two nights before the Super Bowl party. And asked me to do it. And it was my first time emceeing. And when I got down there to the Fox, that's when I found out my co-host was Anthony Anderson. And then there was a big show. There was some everybody on it. John Legend was on it. Lil Jeezy, Temptations, Dramatics, Martha Reeves, Kim Weston, Frida Payne. It was star studded, and that was my first MC job.
Oh,
and I
wow!
Said, oh,
so
I can do
this.
So I started doing it every now and then. So yeah. So when
I'm
I co-host or host the show, that's what I do.
Yeah. Well, is there any chance you're going to try stand up?
No, I just do it during the act. I'm not trying to be a stand up. Like I tell people, I'm not a comedian. I'm just an old man to tell old jokes. Old man jokes. We tell the jokes that your mama tell you to get out the kitchen.
Yes. Oh, Lord, you
young
remember that time?
Telling them nasty jokes, get out the kitchen.
Yes. And you had to sneak and hear them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, that's when we truly learned that silence was golden. Because as long as you didn't make a sound, you could hear everything.
True. True story.
You can learn a whole lot by being quiet.
Yep. True story.
Yes. All those things that you wasn't supposed to learn, you learned.
Mm-hmm.
But you had to be quiet. You had to be quiet so that they didn't know that you were there or that you were really paying attention to what they were saying.
Okay?
Yeah.
You just show up every now and then, because if you get too quiet, they're going to come looking for you to see what you're doing.
Yeah. Yep.
Because they know you're doing something.
Yep, doing something you have no business doing.
That kid kind of quiet. Yeah. I better go check on
her. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my, those were simpler times.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Yes. Yes, and how I miss those times.
Yeah, true story.
Now, for the music, what would you tell the young people now? Now, I'm not going to ask you to speak against their music or anything like that, but what would you tell them as far as,
Well,
I'm trying to think of a way to put
that. Just keep going, because the music changes every day. The music business changes every day. So you keep going, something's going to catch. And, you got to stay in the game.
But what about to change the order of things? You know, as far as in the music that they listen to now is so negative.
Well, the only way to do that is put out positives, and that's the only way to go against that.
Yeah.
Because it's going to come through. I mean, that's our lives. That's what we live every day.
Yeah.
Just like these movies. A rap song ain't nothing but a movie on record.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
They tell a story. Yeah, they tell a story, whether it's good or bad, positive or negative, they still tell a story. And people are interested, positive or negative.
Yeah, that's true. But we need more positive.
Okay.
Yeah, the young people need more positive.
Okay. True.
Yeah, because they're the ones that are out there that are living this life.
True.
And, yeah, when the kids are living
like I say,
this
youth
life,
must be
they
served.
Need a different. Pardon me?
So like I say, youth must be served. It's their turn.
Yeah. Yes,
okay.
It is. Yeah. Yes, it is. My. Oh, boy. But I just want them to take the right steps. I mean, I'm sure that that's something that my parents were, you know, thinking about us. You know, my siblings and I, you know, that.
Hey, they tried to block rock and roll, tried to block slow music. We all go through the same third generation.
I mean, there is some rap that I do like. There's some hip hop that I like. But I'm not a fan of all of it.
Okay. Yeah, me neither. I ain't a fan of all R&B either.
No, that's true. I'm not either. Not all of it.
Not all of it. So. Yeah. Oh, boy.
And
okay.
Some rock. Yeah, some rock I would listen to.
Yeah.
Especially back in my high school years, they did have a couple that would come out. It was like, oh, that's good.
Okay.
A couple. It was a couple.
Yeah.
Literally
okay.
a couple. I can count them on one hand. But,
okay. All righty.
Yeah.
What time are we getting to be? Okay. All righty. Well, anything else you'd like to ask me or anything?
No, but I'd like to thank you for your time. I truly would. And thank you for being with me tonight.
And I look forward to
the next time that you come with me and be with me.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me.
Oh, well, thank you.
And you have yourself a wonderful evening.
Well, thank you. And you do
tomorrow.
As well.
Okay. Well, I shall.
And maybe tomorrow you'll do that split. I'm not going to mess you along with that.
I have to do it before I wake up.
You're going to dream about it, huh? You're going to do this.
Yeah, that's
your dream.
It. That's it. Yeah.
Well, I understand that.
Okay.
I truly do.
Okay.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Again, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. It truly
okay.
has. It's been a pleasure.
Okay. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you. And I'm going to play your song, your signature song, going on.
Oh, okay.
So you have a good evening and a better tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. I should just go ahead and take my shoes off, huh? Take my shirt off. Take my pants off. Just get all the way cool, okay? This next song. Well, let me just start it out. I know y'all, some of y'all. Yeah, some of y'all in here are as old as I am, okay? So I know you're going to remember this.
1, 2, 3, 4.
This song was a big hit for me back in 1967. It went something like this.
Yeah! Good, good!
I'm a lifestyle.